It is that time to talk about what is hot and happening in the community. One thing that's not hot for a lot of people, these jumping property tax assessments. While the average is said to be 30%, some are experiencing even higher than that. And it's got many people concerned about if they can afford to stay in their homes. This is why I appreciate realtor Stacy Johnson-Cosby coming together to bring people into a place where we can discuss the future on these property tax assessments and also the appeals process. How are you doing today, sis?
Doing good. Wishing I didn't have to make this call.
You've been busy. You've been doing the Lord's work, Stacy, trying to get this straightened out. But even though there seems to be no immediate resolve, you are part of a town hall this Saturday that will help people with the appeals process and will discuss possible future resolutions so this doesn't happen again. Talk about that, Stacy.
Okay, so when we did workshops as real estate agents, we volunteered, we helped people with their comps, we had attorneys, we had other people talking about the process. But one thing we kept hearing from the people is they wanted some action steps to take. Mm-hmm. They were saying, what can we do? And so our town hall is all about action. We're going to have three elected officials, one at the state level that has a proposal that will cap the increases at 2% per year and freeze them for seniors 65 and over. That sounds good to me. So we're going to have State Rep Jeff Coleman there talking about that and what we can do to get behind him to see if we can get that put into place. And so he's going to share the details about that legislation and the steps. You know, do we need to call the governor? Who do we call? Action steps. And we're going to have two people from the county legislature, Manny Arbaca and Sean Smith, talking about the bill that the governor just signed that freezes taxes for seniors and other efforts that they're taking at the county level. So we're working on it from two different levels, and we have it's bipartisan, and we're just trying to help the people, and we know we have to do it through policies, through laws.
That is so true. And this gives people a chance to really get civically engaged because we have to keep our foot on the pedal if we want to see change. And from what I understand, you also have an attorney there for people dealing with the taxes. Explain more on that, Stacy.
Okay, because the people now, once you know the tax process goes forth, the taxes are going to be due. And she's going to share with people how they can file, you know, pay their taxes under protest. And so that way they're paying them, but if there's some relief and that they're not going to be due at that level, they're going to be able to get them, you know, back.
Okay.
They're going to be able to make the difference up. So if you want to pay under protest because you want to, you know, preserve your right to get your taxes back, she's going to talk about how to do that too. So we're going to have any information about the appeals process. We're just going to remind people the steps they need to take. We're going to hear from the attorney, and then we're going to hear, I think most importantly, from these legislators, these elected officials that tell us what we need to do to support their legislation that can change this, not only now if we're successful, but that will keep us from being back here again in 2 years.
All right, a call to action forum. We have a state official, local officials, attorney in the building. This Saturday, it goes down Colonial Presbyterian Church, 2 o'clock, 9500 Warnell Road. Stacy, if people want more information, how can they contact you, and do they need to register in advance?
They need to register, yes. And they can either join us in person on 95th and Warnell or by Zoom. The address to register is calltoactionkc.eventbrite.com. Again, that's calltoactionkc.eventbrite, EventBrite.com.
All right, we'll make sure we get that posted on our social media as well. Thank you so much, Stacy, for your work in this. Stacy Johnson-Cosby, real estate agent trying to help the people. Like I said, doing the Lord's work with these property tax valuations, sis. Woo!
Gotta do it. Thank you.
Thank you, Stacy.